This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Stanton. Currently, I'm riding solo. Walter is in the stretch Kia going to the Eastern Tennessee studios at this time. Anyways, it is Saturday, May the 25th, 2024. Good evening, sir.
What's up?
Not much. Did the driver have to try to parallel park the stretch Kia?
No, the hot tub was leaking in the back of the pickup truck.
Nice. What? How do we get money for all this fancy transportation for you? And meanwhile, I'm never mind. Anyways, once again, it is Saturday, May the 25th, 2024. Walter Yerkew is in very good spirits coming in from the stretch, Kia. We want to say hello to all of our special listeners, starting with Lil Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, all the many members of New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and those living in New York, Congressional District Number 2. Also, we wanted to give our special thoughts and prayers to our friend Gracie Pearl. She's going through a lot. Keep on going, girl. We got you. Anyways, first order business. We always want to remember the men and women in law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, tonight we do not have any names to read off. Stay safe, one and all. But it is the 25th of May. Which should just be a regular, ordinary day in the spring. But our first story tonight, the Biden White House had to make it a special commemoration. Today on Twitter, the White House said that the White House Twitter account said, "Today we remember George Perry Floyd Jr., October 14th, 1973, to May the 25th, 2020. And President Biden said, George Floyd should be alive. He deserves so much more. Today, I join all those who loved him and all those who touched by this movement he inspired in remembering the tragedy and injustice of his death. He changed the world. Now, let's act in his memory." What in the hell is the person that's typing for Joe Biden talking about? No civil rights movement. He changed the world, all right. In the summer of 2020, America burned. Hasn't burned anything like this since the late 60s with the race riots in the urban cities. I mean, act in his memory. What are we going to do? Put a firearm against the belly of a pregnant woman? For currency, buy cigarettes, get high on fentanyl, just be an 8-time loser. I mean, let's break it down to brass tacks. George Floyd was a junkie. He was a career criminal. He liked to pass around funny money. He resisted arrest. And anyways, now he's dead because of his actions and his actions alone. And his... the arresting officer, Derek Chauvin, was acting in accordance with his knowledge, skills, ability, and training. If you go on the website, you'll see that we have a clip for YouTube called The Fall of Minneapolis. I watched this movie. This is just mind-blowing because for the simple fact, it breaks down everything that was wrong with the this mess. George Floyd was a career criminal. Every time he was had interaction with the police, that there was body cam, he did the same thing. Can't breathe, can't breathe, can't breathe. Meanwhile, he's talking perfectly. The SOPs or general orders or the patrol guide, as we know it, stated that if you have somebody prone on the back, put your knee on the back. Autopsy results said he died of an overdose. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on, but George Floyd is just a piece of human garbage. Well, what say you about George Floyd Day, the 25th of May?
I never heard of it. Probably won't celebrate it, that's for sure. as far as Biden goes, you know, sometimes I wish Joe Biden's parents named him Richard so we can call him Dick.
Why would we care if he's Dick Biden or Joe Biden? He's still the same. Just
because
useless.
We could call him Dick.
Oh, we call him Dick or a Dick or a Richard.
Look into it any way you like, my friend. If his name was Richard, I'd still call him Dick.
Right. Well, if his name is I won't go there. But let's hopefully in November we can call him the former President Joseph Robert Biden Jr. But it's like the third term of the Obama administration. You know, here's a question. Go ahead.
It would be the fourth term for Obama.
Right.
And his husband, Michael.
Big Mike. You know, Baraka has a big mic. We had a big mic. But anyways, I digress. But, you know, he's talking about George Floyd, his death of 4 years ago. He had the Floyd family at the house, White House, the People's House, our house. I don't recall Joe Biden inviting any families of slain law enforcement officers over. I don't recall inviting.
When they were going down to the house of worship that George Floyd allegedly belonged to, you know, former, you know, Pelosi called him George Young, you know, so did Chuckles Schumer. You know, we're here to help the family of George Young, you know, and she didn't even get his name right. So this shows the importance, and that was days after this incident happened, you know, so. You know, it's just a farce. If the people that support the left don't see this as a sham, then they shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Right. But anyways, the way the system is set up, people over the age 18 who are citizens have the right to vote. Should be people over the age of 18 that are gainfully employed or on the way to become gainfully employed. And now we're seeing where jurisdictions, they want to let non-citizens vote in local elections. And you and I both know how that's going to go this November when people are voting for president, vice president, members of the House, and in some states like Virginia, a senator. But, you know, it's just a big... It's a big mess. Anyways, that's all I have to say about St. George of Fentanyl. Good riddance. But since his passing, he hasn't committed a crime in 4 years. Keep up the good work, George. Anyways, moving right along. Joe Biden was in the Bronx this week in front of 25,000 people. Oops, my bad. Donald Trump was in the South Bronx in front of 25,000 people. And he gave a rousing speech. And, of course, the media knew two things. One, that Trump hit a home run. And two, Joe Biden is a failure. Now, at the rally, you see people hooting and hollering, having a good time before, during, and after, taking out cell phones, There's nobody acting a fool. Nobody pulling out a pistol, popping shots up in the air. Nobody fronting. Nobody stepping on it. If somebody stepped on somebody's shoes, they'd say, pardon me, excuse me. And people came from all over the city. So you have a Republican candidate going into the bluest blue counties in the bluest of blue states, and of course he knocked it out of the park. And of course the idiots at dumpster fire media are all hooting and hollering and say, oh, it's racist, it's this, Trump's a failure, was it 25,000 people, so on and so forth. Anyways, we get back, we get Walter's take on Donald Trump in the Bronx. Also, garbage man was shot in Baltimore. Also, the Georgia Department of Corrections likes to eat. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 75 Radio.
Hey, we are back. Folks, check us out on the interweb. We are at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. We're talking about Donald Trump going to a rally in the South Bronx, which is just never heard of since Ronald Reagan toured that part of town back in the 80s. Well, what say you about Donald Trump in my old stomping grounds?
Well, you know, he's doing the correct things, you know. I think he's doing things that, you know, he may have took for granted, you know, 4 years ago to get, you know, more of the black vote, you know, more of the younger black vote. excuse me. You know, with these two rappers that he had joined on stage at that rally, they're both under indictment for different various alleged gang-related charges and such. you know, one by the district attorney there that's persecuting Trump now. And it just goes to show you that the man has, you know, open arms and an open heart for the citizens of this country, no matter where you come from. You know, he may have been born with, you know, a silver-plated, platinum-plated spoon in his mouth. And all these people were his friends before he announced, you know, his bid for president in, what, 2014. They were all his friends. And they all bum-rushed him. Well, I shouldn't say bum-rushed, but they all piled up against him because he flipped the script and went Republican. You know, he became more conservative as opposed to left because of the way his business was going. He needed to be more conservative. He realized that he was really conservative and satiating the Blue Party. And as it comes to fruition, trying to get, you know, to win a third election, you know, losing the second, to win a, you know, third presidential election, he is embracing the public. Was it a couple of months ago or so? He was in Jersey. Lawrence Taylor invited him on stage or something at some, you know, small thing. And the guy did what he did. It was disgusting what he did. He did his time. But, you know, it's like people like me and you. we deserve to be heard and deserve to get what we want out of our government because we still pay taxes. And right. I think the Blue Party, not the Blue Party itself, but the people who support the Blue Party forget that. You know, we're paying taxes through the nose. Now we're paying an inflated gas tax because of this ridiculousness with Biden and his policies, you know, about having domestic, you know, oil reserve, you know, oil use. It's horrible. You know, I went to the store the other day and freaking steaks were $19.99. They were on sale for $9.99, but the regular price was $19.99 a pound for ribeyes. You know, it's just ridiculous under this guy's administration. But Mr. Trump, you know, he's trying to reach out to the people. He's trying to reach out to the people that realize, saying, hey, I can't make ends meet at the end of the month. You know, we're eating rice and ramen noodles, you know, to make it to the next check. And that's absolutely disgusting for a country who has 3.5 million people in it. And, you know, 30% of them voted for, allegedly voted for Biden. And no way that can happen. So Mr. Trump is out there. He wants people, young people, black people in the community, brown people in the community, you know, yellow people in the community. Get out there and vote the right way because he's going to help you in the next 4 years. I'll tell you, you know, a lot of these people, including myself, probably would not have survived had Hillary been elected in 16. Okay? We wouldn't have survived. Mr. Trump gave us a reprieve where we could save money on gas, save money on food, save money on energy. And it's going to happen again once he gets elected. But if he doesn't get elected, we're going under, man. We're going under.
Right. And, you know, so you mentioned gas back in, I believe, is 22. Biden released oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, which is set up for national emergencies such as war, natural disasters, so on and so forth. So he released a whole bunch of oil in the economy. It went down, gas went down a little bit. And then he tried to fill up the oil reserves, but the price of the crude oil was so high, it cost a fortune to fill it back up. Now, when the price of oil was almost down, it was almost down to nothing. Trump filled up the tanks to its brim. But in terms of getting blacks and Hispanics and other non-whites to vote for Trump, I attribute it to our old buddy Charlie LaDuff, because last year or some time ago, he had comedian Detroit Red to go out in the hood and ask people who are they voting for, Trump or Biden. And majority of people said Trump. And then Newsmax, Fox News, other news outlets did the same thing. They went to different parts of different hoods and said, who are you voting for? And the majority of people said, I'm voting for Trump because I had money in my pocket. Things are better. Biden's an idiot. But we'll see. I just hope to God that it's going to be a fair election. But, you know, I don't have any hopes in the Republican Party, even though they Ronald McDaniel got the boot. I think they'll just be like what happened in 2020, just sit on their hands, do nothing, try to go to the courts, and the courts were all corrupt. They kept saying no all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said no. So you're telling me a guy who sat in his basement for a year and telling people, hey, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. They vote for him. And speaking of the rally, comparison of the rallies real quick, Donald Trump had tens of thousands of people in a rally in the South Bronx. The same week, Joe Biden had a rally. It looked like a nursing home, about 50 people. And the people were captives. I believe it was in an assisted living facility. So, and, of course, the people watching were just as old as he was and moaning and groaning and doing what old people do. Meanwhile, Trump's rally, everybody's hooting and hollering. It's a party. All you're missing is some booze. Well, anything else before we move to our next story?
No. I still wish Joe Biden's first name was Richard.
All right. Well, his son is one of his sons is a Richard. Anywho, moving right along before our next break. Like Bob Grant used to say, it's sick and getting sicker out there. The job of guardsman is just a thankless, tough job. Day after day, you're lifting up heavy cans of God knows what and taking away from the neighborhoods to keep the rats and the other vermin away. In Baltimore, you had a garbage man doing his job, just, you know, getting the neighborhood clean and disease-free, was shot by some degenerate for no reason at all in the middle of the day. 11 o'clock in the morning, his garbage man just picking up trash like he does, gets shot by some degenerate, and he was rushed to the hospital. He's going to make it. And what's funny is that members of Baltimore's DPW took a page from the NYPD playbook and put the guy in a city vehicle and just rushed him to the hospital. They didn't wait for an ambulance. They took him to the hospital. But the simple fact that you got people out there getting firearms illegally, because it's almost unheard of somebody in Baltimore legally possessing a firearm. So if somebody gets a firearm illegally, they shouldn't have it in the first place. Seeing a garbage man dumping these smelly cans into the back of a truck and going to the next neighborhood before disposing it properly is shot for no reason at all. And, you know, God bless Baltimore's strongest for lifting, you know, trying to keep that city clean, because that city's an absolute mess. But, you know, that's Joe Biden's America. We got guardsmen getting shot. We got George Floyd getting praised. Meanwhile, cops and soldiers get spit on and get ignored. What say you about, shooting guardsmen in Baltimore?
Like I thought when I heard about this, is, you know, these young bucks that are out there running around, they're thinking they're the first to do what they're doing. And they're also thinking they're going to get away with it. But, you know, what they don't realize is that, you know, we know as a whole, we know who and what these people are. I, for one, am one of the people that would stand up on a soapbox and say it out loud. The problem is most of the country won't, because they're going to call it racist, or they're going to, you know, call it stereotyping. You know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, he shot a garbage man. Okay, we know what he is. And
right.
Like you said, the guy's picking up trash, you know, that stinks to high hell, even in the dead of winter. And he's earning a living, most likely because he's got a family. He got some knucklehead coming up that wants to shoot him. You know, it's just some kind of, you know, gang-related initiation nonsense, you know. And then when these gang members turn 25 and 30 and they're in jail, they want to see, I want to get out of the gang life.
Anyways, that is Walter Yerke, folks. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about Georgia Department of Corrections and also Scoop absolutely bombs at the cesspool's 20th anniversary. Stay tuned, everybody. Hey!
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The long holiday weekend underway right now with millions of Americans flying and others taking to the road. Monday is Memorial Day. A new Fox News poll of registered voters finds 55% of Americans say they will not be planning a vacation this summer. 42% say they will be. Now, as for the reason some will not be taking a trip, 73% surveyed say they don't have the money. 15% say they just don't have the time. Forecasters warning of a very active, hyperactive hurricane season this year. NOAA predicting an 85% chance of an above normal season. There could be 17 to 25 named storms due to record warm water. The hurricane season starts June 1st and runs through November. Another setback for Democrats in the Senate as a border bill fails to pass. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
The Senate has witnessed the failure of a border security bill for the second time. Democrats are pointing fingers at Republicans, a move Senator John Cornyn of Texas anticipated.
Vulnerable Democrats, including the President of the United States, can try to fool the American people into believing that they really care when obviously they don't.
It's worth noting that Democrats, including California Senator Alex Padilla, also oppose the legislation. They express dissatisfaction with the absence of discussions on visa expansion or assistance for the Dreamers. Instead, the bill aimed to formalize catch and release policies and allocate a specific quota for daily asylum cases. I'm John Schaefer.
And turning now to sports action on the ice. In Game 2 of the NHL Conference Finals, the New York Rangers beating the Florida Panthers 2-1 in overtime and tie up the series one game apiece. Game 3 tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Freewater Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Freewater, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton on the 25th of May. Anyways, news of notes, folks, our friend Larry Ray Harden, retired DEA agent, will be appearing at the Bullitt County Public Library at the Mount Washington branch in Mount Washington, Kentucky. His appearance will be on May the 31st between 2:30 and 4 p.m. local time. Hopefully in that hour and a half, he can able to say a couple words, sign a couple books, and just tell some awesome stories. But once again, Larry Ray Harden will be appearing at the Bullitt County Public Library. Bullitt is spelled just like the movie, B-U-L-L-I-T-T, in Mount Washington, Kentucky. It should be a good time. Larry's a hell of a guy. Anyways, during the break, I was looking up some news articles in our former hometown, the city of New York. While Donald Trump is being prosecuted by a district attorney who represents the state of New York and offenses against in the New York State penal law and criminal procedure law, you have this maniac sets a subway rider on fire. Some nut job on a Manhattan train takes a cup of liquid, lights it on fire, and hurls it at a stranger riding the subway train. And the man was able to take off his shirt. He had burned to his chest, and he was able to get some assistance from New York's bravest. But anyways, this is the second incident in Manhattan in 4 months of some nut job lighting a liquid on fire and throwing it on people. Anyways, bravo Zulu to Alvin Bragg for doing a bang-up job, going after some guy who paid a lady for a non-disclosure agreement, which is perfectly legal. And to this day, you watch the trial, everybody got bored of the trial because it's a sham. Nobody knows what offense occurred, including legal experts. But you got people throwing a flaming liquid on people minding their own business. Well, what say you about Alvin Bragg going after the worst of the worst in New York County?
Well, let's talk about this flammable liquid thing. You know, it happens more often than reported. It used to happen a lot. In the 70s, it was gay bashing. They're beating them up with hammers. They're burning them up with gasoline. And then in the 80s, it was the homeless. They were beating them up with hammers and throwing gasoline on. Again, it's nothing new, but they keep doing it. I mean, the police can't do nothing about it because it's a sporadic crime. You know, unless the cop's standing right there, and then, you know, you're not guaranteed if the cops are going to know what to do or not. You know, because should I take action? Should I not take action? You know, they just don't know sometimes. You know, as far as your other question goes, I'm not going to comment on any of that nonsense yet. I haven't done the homework much on that, so I really don't want to say the wrong thing. And you understand how I am. We're trying to be correct and truthful in my statements. So I need to let that one go, at least until next week, and let me do some homework on it. Maybe we could do a segment on that.
Right. We will do a segment on that. And folks just listening for the first time, we will sit on a story for a week or two and do our homework, do our research before we come out and say something. other talkers, news pundits, or what have you, will come out immediately and say something about a subject. But we actually do our homework, do our research. But moving right along, speaking of the state of New York, a Westchester County, New York corrections sergeant will probably lose his job for telling a joke on social media. The sergeant for the Westchester County Department of Corrections commented on a picture of other correction officers from the Georgia Department of Corrections Sergeant Academy. There's a picture of these recent graduates of the Sergeant Academy from the Georgia Department of Corrections. And the sergeants in the pictures were overwhelmingly female, overwhelmingly black, and just absolutely disgustingly overweight. When I say overweight, I'm talking it makes Santa Claus look emaciated. Now, when I used to be in law enforcement, I also did not keep myself in top physical condition, and I didn't while I was married, but now I'm getting there. But if you look at the picture, it just takes the cake. Just, you know, one fat slob after another. And, you know, we understand that America is at its heaviest. People are rather look at the phones and social media than actually do a push-up or sit-up or eat a carrot and so on and so forth. But Jesus Christ, I mean, just I'm willing to bet that half these people were morbidly obese when they came in as correction recruits. So anyways, while correction officer Stanton is getting his ass kicked in B block, these are the people running to my rescue. And as for critics claiming racism, like racism is everything and nothing at the same time. People complaining that, oh, it's racist because it's a bunch of fat black correction sergeants. Well, they're the racist. I could tell you my short and regrettable career in law enforcement that the men and women in law enforcement rivals the armed forces in terms of talking trash. You could be in a shootout and you miss, and they'll make fun of you. Not to see if you're okay, not make sure you have a couple more holes than you started with. But like, oh, you missed the guy, haha. Or you get in a fist fight with like three guys, and you only cuff one. You know, they are gold medal winners in terms of talking trash. But the fact is that you have these people in law enforcement. Just absolutely morbidly obese. I doubt they can run a mile and a half, let alone walk at a mile and a half. And I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts. These are the same people that always keep calling out sick. They got high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, knee pain, joint pain, foot pain. And they'll go out. I'm sure lots of them will have workers' comp claims if they don't have so already. Or they'll go out on disability claims because they're just too fat. And the state of Georgia will say, you know what, this the sergeant, he or she can't do the job because they're just too fat. It'd just be better. We just give them disability, give them three quarters, just let them go, you know, eat themselves to death, and we'll have somebody that can do the correct job. But anyways, to me, was this post in poor taste? Yes. Because, I mean, we talk trash. Law enforcement talks trash about each other all the time. But, you know, just keep it in private. But I foresee this guy losing his job. Should he lose his job? Absolutely not. But, you know, this is the 21st century. So you say the wrong thing about the wrong people and your livelihood is gone. Well, what say you about the fat sergeants for Georgia Department of Corrections?
Well, I got extensive education in corrections. Okay. There's good things to say about them. There's mediocre things to say about them. And there's bad things to say about them, which comes in any branch of law enforcement. However, when you turn on the television and you watch 60 Days In, and they do it at the Fulton County Jail, you know, down in Atlanta, Georgia, you will see 90% African American corrections officers. You will see at least 75% of all the corrections officers. You see 75%. They are obese, out of shape. Females wear way too much makeup, have way too many hair extensions. Yeah, I'm saying this on the air. Their nails are just too damn long. Period. Okay? The failure in Georgia State Correction, State Corrections, County Corrections, doesn't matter, will show you that it is quite high. Now, failure, I mean by the way prisoners are treated, the inmates are treated. I get it. I've been there. You commit a crime, you get caught, and they want to punish you, but they call it rehabilitation.
Right. Anyways, well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with our final segment. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Hey, we are back. Scoop said with Walter Yurkow. During commercial break, I had to take a look at Danella Rodriguez's Instagram because I was looking at these fat correction officers for the state of Georgia. But anyways, I digress. Check her out, Danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram. Well, what say you about Fulton County lockup?
Fulton County is a reflection on the rest of the state in Georgia. I'm not even going to say, the majority of what race are corrections officers in Georgia. But I'm telling you, 75% of them, fat, flabby, and stupid. Okay, like Belushi in Animal House. You can't go through life being fat, drunk, and stupid, and do any good. Okay, now I'm going to use my own, like I try to do. I'm going to use my own experience on both sides. Okay. When I got out of the police academy, well, when we were getting out of the police academy, the sergeant in charge of physical education, you know, stood up on that stage there in the gym and said, you know, some of you, you know, everybody's graduating. Some of you aren't going to do well. I hope you do. And the only way you're going to do well is if you continue your education, keep up with laws, and stay in shape. And, you know, and I did. So, and then when I was, you know, put in prison, I followed the same thing. I continued with my education and making myself smart instead of relying on just what I knew or thought knew. And I worked out. I went to the gym. I ran around the track in the yard. And these fat cops would ask, you know, these fat CEOs would ask me, well, I bet you didn't do that on the street when you were a cop. And I says, I bet you I did, you know. And they don't take it upon themselves to improve themselves or maintain whatever they came out with out of their academy. Now, if you're going to tell me that a 5 foot tall woman who weighs 300 pounds came out of the academy that way, there's something wrong with their physical requirements. Okay. If there's a male that comes out of there, 5'10", 350 pounds, unless he's built, you know, like Rosie Greer, there's something wrong with their physical education, their physical fitness program in the academy. If they're graduating people based on their race, there's something wrong with their integrity in their academy. Because, you know, like I said, I used 60 days in as an example. These people some of the people that they put on that show was stupid. The inmates more about their job than they do. And when when they're found out that they don't know what they're doing, what do? They kick the crap out of an inmate. And then they pull that little button on their walkie-talkie, and you see the rest of the team come a-running. And half of them don't get there. Why do half of them not get there? Because they're fat, flabby, and out of shape.
Right.
And then when they get hurt, you know, they blame the inmate. And then the inmate gets an ass kicking. Believe me, I've been there. I've laughed at some of these cops running, these CEOs running. They don't get to where the officer needs assistance. So where do you go? You go to the training. And I've been talking about law enforcement for a number of years now, and I always refer to, when was the last time that officer was trained? When was the last time that officer had a stress test? When was the last time that officer worked out? When was the last time that officer took a test on policies and procedure, let alone the law, because the law still follows in jail, even though they won't let you practice that as an inmate. They just let people out of the academy, and we're picking on Georgia, but this happens all over, people. They're hiring people because they need to hire people.
Right.
Period. You know, they don't have an easy job in there. I get it. I understand it. But you need to put people in there that can handle that job. And if they can't handle that job, put them in administration.
Right. Or put them out in the street. When I say put them out in the street, don't put them in an RMP. Put them out in the street, like go find another job. Because you're absolutely right. It is a disgusting, dirty, thankless, dangerous job. You're in with the worst of the worst, and you don't have a weapon. You just have your hands and your feet and your brain to defend yourself. And you know those people just pulling the what the New York State calls pulling the pen all the time. You know they're going to get reputations. Oh, there's Petey pulling the pen again. All right, whatever. But you're right. And then as these slobs are sucking at their job, who knows that. They can't take care of themselves. What's that to say? They're bringing in contraband into the crux, because I've worked in a correctional setting, and that's what happened. They bring in these people have nothing to give you. They earn 10, 20 cents an hour. have to go do their business, use the restroom in front of other people. What are they going to do for you? You have a job. You have a, you know, you get paid every 2 weeks. You have medical benefits and a pension.
But, you know, it just you know, floors me that, you know, you go through the police academy. And no offense to anybody. This is my personal opinion. When I go through the police academy, and you go through the police academy with I'm going to use females, and believe me, I'm not picking on the females, but most of them are the ones that wear the makeup. you know, you could do 6 months in the police academy, you know, and get to know two or three females or four females, you know, as friends, you know, coworkers. And then you see them out in the street like 2 months after the academy, you know, like when there's a parade or something, and you run into them on a detail, and they look like they're made up to go on stage on Broadway. You know, the makeup is so heavy, and the nails and the mascara and the hair. And, you know, why? I just didn't get it. Why? Right. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, we know you're feminine. Put all that makeup on when you go out on a date, not when you go to work. Because you're only going to get picked on at work.
Right.
You know, look like you mean business is what I'm trying to say. Right. You know, if you can't act the part, at least look the part. And when you're challenged, you're not standing there like, you know, like an over made up princess. You know, black, white, yellow, green, orange, don't matter to me. You know, and like I said, and those baseball hats that they wear, even in corrections, they got to go. You know, I would prefer, if they're going to wear that type of hat, wear like a Marine fatigue hat, you know, military type cap.
Like a bucket hat?
What you would call a cover. What they call a cover in the Marine Corps, huh?
Right. Oh, you're talking about eight-pointed ball cap?
Even if no. The baseball caps that they wear.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't like them. I think any cop that wears a baseball cap, excuse me, I think any cop that wears a baseball cap looks like Beaver Cleaver.
Right.
You know, wear a military style cap or cover, like I said, that they're called in the Marine Corps. Wear a fatigue type military cover. But they don't teach that stuff. It's supposed to be a paramilitary organization. I don't see any women, you know, that are fighting on the front lines in any of our conflicts the past 20 years wearing theatrical makeup.
Right.
So, you know, as far as the Georgia Corrections goes, it spreads across every county in the country. You know, the fat, flabby, and stupid. Not all of them.
Right.
But they know who they are.
Right. Right.
I know. They know who they are. You know, if you've got to buy a special size pair of pants to squeeze your butt in, and your butt still sticks out, you know, 2 feet, you know, nobody's going to respect you.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And then they get easy details. Meanwhile, you know, guys do keep themselves in shape. They got the crab details and so on and so forth. But anyways, before we get cut off, I just want to remember Memorial Day. It's coming up Monday. You know, it's not about the three-day vacation to the beach or cookouts or sales for cars or furniture. It's to remember the fallen who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, if you see a veteran, just thank him for what they've done. Walt, what say you about Memorial Day real quick?
Memorial Day is for our fallen in times of war. It's not for every veteran that did his 3 years or her 3 years or 5 years or 10 years and left. It's for our fallen. Veterans Day is for everybody else. So it's not about the beer. It's not about the beach. It's not about how many burgers you can eat. Be careful out there. Don't drink and drive. And remember our fallen, at least for a minute.
Right. All right, for Walter Yerke, this is Peter Scoop standing around you. You can make a difference. Go ahead and make it. See you next week, everybody. And do not comply. Take it away.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.